Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 324 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 18th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on honesty. Write down 3 instances of honesty from your day yesterday. What is one situation where you will need to use honesty today? What are the benefits of telling the truth in this situation? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Honesty is one of the most greatly prized character skills in any relationship, and one we especially want the leaders that we follow to possess. In the world of economics, the more scarce a commodity is, the more valuable it is. And I believe this is the case with honesty. Its value is so high because in many instances, it is rare to see honesty used on a consistent basis throughout times of achievement and times of failure. And like many other character skills, honesty requires the keystone character skill of courage. It takes courage to be honest in our quest for soul success, because worldly success does not value honesty. Worldly success values achievement and superior performance, whether or not honesty was part of the process. Worldly success is not concerned about the process. It is only concerned about the result and getting there in the fastest and easiest way possible. But soul success very much is dependent on the process and making sure things are done the right way and in alignment with the principles and values of our integrity. And this is where honesty comes in. Results without honesty or any of the other character skills required in the process are actually hollow and have no value. The value of winning or any form of external results lies in the character invested in the pursuit of excellence. It's not what we achieve that is most valuable. It is how we got there that is the most important. And if we connect honesty with our message from yesterday's episode about effort and work ethic, we can see that many of our character skills are dependent on and intertwined with one another. For example, a lack of honesty is usually tied to our lack of wanting to put in a full effort, and it usually results from a concern that our reputation, our external story, is more important than our character, our internal story. But remember that our reputation, our external story, is like the shadow of a tree. It changes throughout the day. It disappears at night, and it's not the real thing. But our character, our internal story, is like the tree, which is the real thing, and does not change. Our lack of honesty often derives from our desire for control. We want things to be a certain way, and we want our external story to be presented in a certain way that fits the vision of how we want people to see us. But when we surrender our need for control and instead focus on how our unique purpose and who we are can be infused into any situation, even if it's not how we had things planned, then there is no reason for anything except honesty. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on honesty? Can you write down 3 instances of honesty from your day yesterday? What is one situation where you will need to use honesty today? What are the benefits of telling the truth in this situation? It's not the idea that honesty is important that causes the trouble. It is our execution of honesty and doing it consistently, even when it will create a situation where we do not achieve worldly success, that is so difficult. But honesty is not just a character skill that is nice to have. It is absolutely necessary if we want to build stronger relationships and deeper connections with our students and athletes. And having the courage to live with honesty will definitely help us increase our impact on the young people we work with as we grow by 1% and give them a better version of ourselves every day.